I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Misplaced Geek, Kal-El, and Biff Smith. Coming up on TMS, Pokemon Go.
The Earth, very smooth and convincing.
Hate the impression, not the impressioner.
Throwing hands and flipping pancakes.
Groping Earth.
Come at me, church lady. We're not scared.
Scooby and Booby in the morning.
I went to an MMA match and the Waffle House broke out.
Weirdos are weird at night.
Amalgamations of meat.
Do nuggets have names because I, like, really wanted to know?
Belle Boot DeVoe.
I am all out of guys.
Wine and dine me before taking a dump on me.
It's all relative relativity.
Beard-free chicken wings with Travis and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
And I want you to take care of your sister while I'm gone. But Luke got laser tag, and he asked me to be the first one to play with him.
The demon fire will be quenched in my holy discharge.
The Morning Stream. This little piggy's going to market.
Good morning and welcome to TMS. It is the Morning Stream for Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. I'm Scott and that is Brian. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. I hope your morning is as good as your morning is supposed to be good.
It's a good morning so far. Yeah.
That's supposed good. All right.
November 14th, Denver, Colorado. We're supposed to hit 70 degrees today.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's up with
going on there, man. I want that. Yeah. We don't have that right now. That's a bummer.
Oh, because the Broncos won. Broncos win. We win heat. Our state gets heat turned on.
Heat turned on. Fantastic.
Yes.
We are currently at 50 and looking at a high of 58 is all. So.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna make its way over the mountains here pretty soon for us. Usually try it out and then you send it over here.
Oh, I lied. 64 today. Hi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
That's not bad. That's inching close to where you're at.
Sure.
I don't know why I missed it. Oh, I know why I missed it. I was looking at the 10 a.m. temperature. At 10 a.m., 55 maximum. Today at 3 p.m., we will top out at about 64.
Cool.
Yeah. That's not bad. I can live with that.
Yeah. You know? That's nice. I mean, I just hope we get fall weather before the winter comes in. I need to be eased in. I need to be wined and dined before the snow comes and takes a big dump on me.
Yeah.
So you know.
I agree, dude. I don't
give
feel
me a
like,
little bit of fall weather first, please.
I don't feel like we have much of a fall as it was. Like usually September, October are you know, they're fall months and they feel great.
Yeah.
And they're kind of a nice easy transition, but it was so busy exactly. It just felt like we didn't have a fall. Yeah. So I would really like a nice slow burn November, December, where it's not, you know, avalanche material yet.
Exactly. No blizzards, but no, you know, maybe a little bit cooler than this weather. Just enough to make the leaves on the ground crunchy when you walk on them and that sort of thing.
Oh, we're getting some temps around the country. Max Trollbot says it's 55 in Chicago Fahrenheit, 26 Fahrenheit in partly sunny New Jersey.
All right.
Currently 50. It'll be a high of 20. Oh, no. New Jersey 50F, 26F. What does that mean? Overnight? I don't know what that means.
Maybe a high of 50, currently 26.
39 in Seattle, 80 in Southern California. All right. Well, thanks you guys for letting us know. Oh, 40 in Portland. Jeez. I just read a book about Portland, and man, I don't want to think about Portland for a while. It was...
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. My gosh. It was the serial killer novel. It was rough, and it was like... they kind of made Portland a character in a weird way. You know how some movies
a lot
and things,
of times in New York, usually New York and LA, get turned into characters in stories and movies and TV and books and stuff.
Yeah, New Orleans so gets
Portland
it sometimes.
Became a character.
Yeah, Portland felt like a character, like you couldn't have the story without it being set in Portland.
And I'm assuming Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Maine.
No, Portland, Oregon, yeah. Maine. Yeah. Portland, Maine is a whole different bag of chips. In fact, you guys just get confused with the one in Oregon. Don't they?
Right. Portland, Oregon is known for being weird, and Portland, Maine is known for being confused with Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I think we've done such a great service to our nation by naming major cities the same in different
states. Right, exactly.
Well done, guys. Nice work. Anyway, it's a Tuesday. We got stuff. We got a Tuesday's worth of show stuff today, including a phone call we're going to start out with. Boy, this is a great way to start the show.
Ooh, let's hear it.
This is someone who worked at a Walmart, and you'll understand why they sent this in when they did, so enjoy.
This is No Sense / Itachi's mom. Yes, we had a pooping incident. I work at Walmart, and the person, well, it had to be a woman, pooped on a pot. She threw clothes down. She pooped on a pile of clothes and then changed her clothes while she was there and left the store. This is in Cedar City, Utah. Thought you'd find this funny.
It's because it's high altitude in Cedar City. People lose their minds down there, man.
Is that the deal? Yeah. That's hilarious that you like make a pile of clothes, poop on the pile of clothes, and then change into some other clothes.
Yeah. I mean, that can only be, there's three things at play. Some sort of mental disturbance, maybe drugs or alcohol. I don't know what else. Those are your only two excuses. You don't get to go poop on a pile of clothes.
Do you need to go further than that?
No, I think that's it. I think that probably covers it. You know, like why? I'm trying to think of if I walked into a Walmart and I witnessed somebody throwing down clothes from a rack onto the floor and then taking a dump on those clothes and then changing into other Walmart clothes and leaving. I assume that's what she meant about other clothes. She didn't bring clothes with her.
No, I'm sure she changed. Yeah, because then walked out of the store, like, I'm assuming because she wore the clothes that she stole.
I don't know what I would think. I think I'd be horrified. I mean, I'd be horrified.
But I'd definitely be horrified. I mean, obviously, I'd go and let somebody know about it as quickly as possible. But
how would you explain it? What would you say?
Pull my phone out and record it?
What would you say to the lady at the thing? Would you go?
Gosh, it'd be pretty easy. There's a lady in women's wear who's taking a dump on a pile of clothes on the floor, and I think she's in the process of changing into fresh clothes.
Oh, the poor employee that would have
but it's high altitude, so that kind of explains
it. Yeah, they'll all just blow it off.
It's like, we're so high up here. It's not a problem.
Yeah, we get that all the time. Drugs and alcohol, and plus we're high up.
Yeah. I mean, I think they max out at some point in Cedar City, maybe 10,000 feet above sea level or something. And, I heard the wildest thing yesterday about the planet. Okay, so we look at the planet,
like your science discoveries, Scott, laid on me.
I know, right? It looks like a bunch of, mountains and then the water and then there's land and then more water. You know, like it looks uneven. Like it's...
What is it? The Earth?
The Earth. It looks like if you touched it, if you grabbed it, you'd have like the texture of it, right?
It would be lumpy. Oh, yeah. Is this a billiard ball comparison?
Yeah. I heard this from... who was it? Maybe Neil deGrasse Tyson or somebody. It was a TikTok. Yeah. And he said that on that scale, it's as smooth. If you had a hand that could come down and touch it the way that you would a cue ball, it would be more perfectly formed and machined and smooth than a cue ball would be.
Smoother than a cue ball. If you reduce the Earth to the size of a billiard ball, it would be smoother than a billiard ball.
Yeah, so if you're Galactus and you're grabbing the planet you want to eat and you just holding it up like an apple. I didn't know that. I would have thought it would have felt crusty and I don't know what I would have thought. I wouldn't think of it as being all smooth, but I guess it's all relative, right? Relativity, baby.
Relativity.
Everything's
not really relativity, but still it's relative.
Yeah, it's relative, but not the theory of relativity.
Not the theory of relativity. Different thing, but it's all relative.
Everything's relative. Be nice to your relatives.
Be good to your, take care of your relatives.
Yeah, all of those things are relative. Yeah. Anyway, it's very interesting. It's a squishy sphere, says Claire. Maybe. I mean, if you had the size and you could squeeze it, you'd destroy everything.
Well, right? I mean, you destroy the outer layers. I don't know, was it... Because, I mean, I assume Earth is pretty dense. I know we've got a core.
Yeah.
But...
I can hear the song as you're saying it.
What's that?
I can hear that Big Bang Theory song as you're... Oh. It's a very dense...
The whole
dense.
Universe is... but if you were to... could you squish the Earth? I don't know if you could.
Maybe not. Maybe it's too dense. Maybe it's like a cue ball in that case. It's like...
Yeah.
If that's that small to you, you couldn't just take your regular hand.
I mean, the water parts would be squishy. You'd go, ooh.
Yeah. I would assume so.
Yeah.
Tally's in the chat. Groping Earth just submitted a thing.
It's a great title. Already starting. It's already a good one.
That sounds like her.
The bar has been set super high. Mm-hmm. So
good luck with that. All right. So there's a thing. Thank you for Walmart on the ground reporting.
Yes.
You know that Pokemon thing about cops and Pokemon and whether they're allowed to capture them while they're all hanging out or whatever? Yeah. We got another one. And this one says this.
Hey there, Scooby and Booby. I'm on TMS the other day. Just wanted to say you guys are talking about police and Pokemon Go and lighting up the lights and everything. Typically in modern cars, when you turn those lights and sirens on, it activates the dash cam. So there is some accountability if you're going code 3 or whatever to go chase Pokemons. But that's only if somebody looks. But yeah, love the show though. Bye.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know if you flipped on those light or you did a full siren.
And then all of a sudden, which is interesting, and that, you know, prevents a lot of abuse of like, I don't want to stop at this red light. I'm going to turn my flashers on just so I can get through it and then I'll turn them off.
Yeah.
Which we've seen, but a lot of times they're doing that because they're not trying to alert the person that they're going after to their presence.
Right. Yeah. And they would know that and be able to, you know, people back at HQ would be able to clear all that and everything. But if I was rushing...
Scooby and Booby. I gotta say, I love being called Scooby and Booby. it's good because those are two of my favorite things.
Yeah, really? You love Scooby-Doo. You're a huge
Booby.
Oh, no.
Fan. I just meant Booby.
Oh, just the Booby. Okay.
Yeah. Those are two of my favorite things.
Gotcha. Yeah. I like that they rhymed. I was thinking the other day, too, if you were somebody who abused that power, you probably... Well, how do you... Like, if you're in a really small town, I don't know this. I'm making this up. This is just pure conjecture. But it seems like if you lived in a small town that maybe wasn't all wired up, that this wouldn't be an issue because you're just, you know, Cletus and you fire up the siren and do what you want because there are no dash cams. You know what I mean? Like you're just chasing the Duke boys.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You think like just a little small town sheriff turning his sirens on and his...
But then would he be playing Pokemon is the thing, right?
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I guess
that's a really good question. Because those obviously smaller towns, sometimes the more rural you are, the fewer spawn points you get. Mm. And so there might not be Pokestops or gyms or even spawn points in some of those places.
Are there places on this planet where there are just straight up no Pokemon or Pokestops or
spawn
any
points?
Of that?
Yeah, they make hospitals, graveyards. Like they've gone through and adjusted their maps so that there are no spawn points in like hospitals or graveyards, or I think they started doing churches, but that doesn't make sense because there are a few churches here that are Pokestops and gyms.
Yeah, two of my closest Pokestops are churches. So okay, that's interesting because
and I'm saying all this. It's been 6 months since I've even opened the game, but
Yeah. So are there probably some countries you can't even do this in, right?
Like probably. Somebody said in the chat room, North Korea. I'm sure North Korea has no Pokestops or gyms, or maybe they would. Cause I mean, South Korea is a big time game playing country. They probably don't. I don't know what the game climate is in North Korea.
Yeah. And I don't know if you need permission or if we have geo data, can't you just put them anywhere you want? Is there a rule?
I think you've got special, you know, it's called Kim Jong-un go.
Yeah.
And you go and collect Kim Jong-uns and Kim Jong-ils. And
what do they evolve into? What's their evolution? Their ultimate
They
form.
Go from great leader to supreme leader. Oh, super effective.
Yeah, I'd be curious about that. I mean, if they don't have internet, obviously they can't see it. But from Niantic's point of view, are they just everywhere? Anyone could possibly be
in a big grid or something. It definitely is higher concentrations in more in more populated areas. So there are probably stretches of like Wyoming that have nothing, that have no spawn points, no gyms, no.
Because why would they bother, right? That's such dead area there.
Exactly. Like, yeah. But it doesn't cost them anything to. No. I mean, all they have to do is type a little piece of code, put a dot on a map, and there's a spawn point.
Yeah.
It just randomly does it.
I'd be curious. Well, it's probably a searchable thing, but like, can I play? Let's find this out. Pokemon Go in North Korea. Because that does seem like the one place, if they're going to have an issue, it won't be there.
Right. It'll be there. Exactly. I wonder if the Vatican has no spawn points or.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Pokemon Go in North Korea. Okay. Hold on. Okay, there it is. Okay. Northeast China isn't geo-blocked. Two entire provinces plus half of two more provinces. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. There are places you can catch Pokemon in North Korea, it says.
Okay.
Some guy had been there.
By the way, the Vatican does have Pokemon Go locations. So St. Peter's Basilica, the Sistine Chapel, the Vatican Gardens, all are gyms and Pokestops. Apparently in 2018, a third-party developer created a new game that's only playable in the Vatican called JC Go.
Oh, my Lord. Really? Is that true? Is that not made up? Oh, my gosh.
That's not made up.
You know what's better?
One of the other headlines is should have been called Popemon
Go. Yeah, Popemon Go. Do that, you dummies. Why? That's a perfectly missed opportunity. Popemon Go?
Pokemon Go.
I mean, they probably
collect popes.
Yeah, they're probably pro-Vatican is why they made it, so they didn't want to make fun of the grandfather or whatever they call him. What's he called? The Holy Father. There it is.
Holy Father, yes. The Grand Holy Father.
You know,
the Holy Grandfather.
Claire in the chat probably has no comments about the Pope or any of the Catholic stuff.
Oh, probably not. Yeah, no. I don't know of any people from Ireland who have comments about the Pope or carry photos of the Pope or tear pictures of the Pope up. Or
no, there's nothing about the Pope that's controversial in your country, is my understanding.
Not even a little bit.
Claire says, I am Catholic, but F the Pope. How do you do that? How do you do that, though? How are you Catholic? Well, I don't think she's probably like hardcore Catholic. Like, Claire, are you at church every week? Are you doing the communion? Are you doing any of the stuff? Are you got the rosaries, you know?
Yeah.
Probably not, is my guess.
She really just goes for the sacramental wine is what she goes for. She's just there for the
sacramental gin that they got.
That's right. When are we taking communion? would you catch a Pope in Pokemon or in JC Go? Yeah. So like, oh, I caught a Pope John Paul. Ooh, it's evolving. It's now Pope John Paul II.
I love it. And then you got to get the really rare one that was born in South America.
I've got shiny Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict. That's how you know how rare they are. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right. So there's that. That's awesome. I saw a thing yesterday I'm a little confused about or concerned about.
Oh, okay.
Near where I live, I guess to the happiness of yesterday's mentioned Tesla neighbor, we have a set of charging stations. And they use the Tesla interface stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not branded Tesla. I don't know what they are. They might be City. I don't know what they are.
Sure. Yeah. And there's adapters that you can get for your non-Tesla cars to make them work with adapters that have the Tesla interface if they're not Tesla branded.
Yeah. That guy with that truck at TMS Vegas had one of those.
Rivian. Yeah.
Yeah. The Rivian he had it tucked in there, but they actually had like two or three of them. So
yeah,
just in case.
There are a couple different kinds. They're trying to, you know, they're getting close to unifying all of that and just make it one big USB-C. Like, how great would it be if it was just a giant USB-C plug?
Oh, man. Just like, that'd like be great. That or even better, make it a tiny regular USB plug and you just plug it in. And then if your phone's down, all you have to do is go shunk, shunk and pull it out. And your phone's just...
I don't think a tiny USB plug is going to carry the amount of electricity needed to recharge a Tesla in 25 minutes.
No, I don't think that's going to work. But anyway, so this one near us, we got, I don't know, it's like four stalls, something like that, maybe five. Mm-hmm. And I was out there walking and I watched a guy plug the thing in. Well, I didn't see him plug it in. I saw him walking around his car while it was plugged in, got into his car, a Tesla, drove off. without unplugging it, broke off the nozzle. What would you call it? Not nozzle, connector or whatever.
The adapter, the plug, yeah. The
plug, whatever.
Let's say the plug, yeah.
And just drove off like we've seen videos of dumb people at gas stations. Oh, no.
Was electricity just spilling out all over the ground? Like,
it was like a storm.
I'm going to dump some kitty litter over here because it's to absorb all this electricity.
I don't know why he did that. Like, to this, I don't know why people do it with gas stations either. I don't know why you're so absent-minded that you do that. But I guess this is no different than that, right? You just do that.
It's pretty much you just forget that it's plugged in. You drive off. I think my stepdad did that once. And there's a thing in the, at least in the gas station that he did it, where he drove off with the pump still in his car, that automatically shuts the pump or shuts the line off if the pump gets disconnected from the hose.
Oh, so it's not spewing gas everywhere.
So it's not just pouring gas everywhere, which I think, you know, after the first person does that, somebody's going into the back to the drawing board and coming up with a way to prevent that from happening. Probably like
my guess is similar they'll do like what are those things on Mac notebooks called? What's that called? MagSafe?
Oh, MagSafe charger. It's basically a MagSafe. Yeah, they should
just yank it out and then it's
The Tesla plugs. Maybe the Tesla plugs should be MagSafe so that if you do drive off with it, it just goes and you know, and doesn't rip the thing off.
Yeah, I don't see why that'd be a problem. Just magnets. It's all magnets.
Yeah, right? It's all magnets.
Just large.
How do they work?
Yeah, they do work. They're great. They saved me a few times when I had that notebook.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of it for a while and everybody was pissed. And then they brought it back.
And then they brought it back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What else is going on, Brian?
I got a text from the Kwans yesterday. First off, they told me about they know of another tri-state area that they're familiar with, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. The tri-state tollway goes between the three. So yet another tri-state. But then she also said, by the way, I don't care if the live audience hates your Trump impersonation on TMS. I love it, all caps. Makes me laugh every time. So there we go.
So there you go. Proof positive that Brian can keep doing it as long as he wants and as much as he likes.
And I hear the mix of people. Like, there's people in the live chat room that say they love it, that say keep doing it. There's also people who, Jeannie, Rainbow Bright, say stop, Stephanie. Somebody in the Discord channel. Oh, I wonder if I could even find it. It's probably,
the thing is, they don't hate your impression. They hate the person you're impressioning.
Well, and somebody said something made me ask that, right? So Binary Hermit wrote, let's see. He said, I assume the talk of whether he could vote for himself as a convicted felon was that dude that Coverville horribly impersonates. Mm. And so I replied and said, are you saying that my impersonation is horrible or that it's horrible that I impersonate him?
Yeah. He ever answered, by the way? He get back to you?
What's that?
He ever get back to
he
you?
He did. Okay. He replied, he says, I mean, it's good enough where I know who you're going for, but not really accurate. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's funny.
I saw that same comment and I thought his comment was the other direction, that it was,
yes, I did too, like, you know, that I'm a horrible person for impersonating him on the show, but it's like, okay, come on now.
That's funny. He's calling you out on your poor impersonation. I think it's a really good version of Trump.
Well, thank you. It's, you know, and it's more an impersonation of, thanks, Sean Bloom. Oh, my God. Yeah, a couple people. Jeff Gunnell, love the impression, hate the person. That's exactly the sentiment that it should be.
Yeah, sure. But keep your emails to yourselves, people who love him. I don't want to hear from you today. Okay? Seriously.
Oh, God.
If you're going to write
Trump
me.
Or love me.
Oh, I get them all the time.
Send the emails that say you love me. So keep the emails from Scott that say they love Trump.
I get them all the time, and they don't really want to have a conversation with me. They just want to get mad. So just, it's fine. Just keep, save the characters for another email to someone who wants to read that.
But let's be honest. My impersonation is an impersonation of a mix of James Austin Johnson from SNL and Jamie Foxx and...
I don't know who James Austin, whatever that name you said. He's an SNL guy.
Oh, dude. He is the current SNL guy who does Trump. And he has got, it's funny because they do his makeup to look like Trump. And from the neck up, it's great. He looks like him. He's got the big waddle, baggy waddle under his chin. Mm. But But he's a skinny guy. So it's like this big fat Trump head on this little lollipop body.
Weird.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of this season or any of this cast, I guess. Oh, I did see I saw the a chunk of one with, I can't remember who. Oh, the one with Nate Bargatze on.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. That's a good one to see. You could kind of avoid the Timothée Chalamet one from last week.
I had no interest in it at all. I was like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
F that. Why is he on there, by the way?
We talked about Dune.
Was that why?
Talking about Dune.
Oh, I love Dune. But why is he on there, though? Because Dune got pushed to next year. What's he doing?
He's currently in... Is he in Killers of the Flower Moon or something? There's something that he's currently promoting, and then something Wonka that he's got coming out.
Oh, Wonka.
Timothée Chalamet.
He used to do 360 hacking videos on YouTube before he
did he really
blew up. Yeah, these old videos exist. They're great. He's just a kid, you know. 2000s.
I guess it's just. I thought he had something currently in theaters. No, it's just Wonka, which comes out later this year. Dune Part 2 next year.
Okay, they probably already
last
had
thing
him,
was Bones and All.
Probably had him scheduled. You know, because Dune was due out a week and a half ago or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It kind of got pushed around. Yeah.
Yeah, which sucks. I want to see that sequel so freaking bad.
I know you do.
Well, all right, then. Let's move on. Thank you, Don Kwan, for your Trump thoughts.
For your your opinion.
Let us dive directly, not slowly, but directly and hard into today's news. It's the news brought to you by
running into a guy that was 8 when you started the instance, and wow, he's 25 now.
Yeah, I saw this dude in town what's the name of the dragon town? The main dragon city. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, in the current expansion, I was in there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I was walking around and just doing stuff, returning quests in and stuff. And this guy comes up and says, just does a public say, you know, slash say, and says, are you GURP from the instance? And I said, because I was on GURP, and I said, yeah. I felt a little bad, though, because I didn't have Henry out. I had a bear named Derek. Derek. So I have two.
Derek the bear?
I have Derek the bear. Doug. I have another bear named Doug.
Okay.
Henry, of course. And then, I can't remember the other one. I have a, I forgot the other pet I use all the time. But anyway. I had the bears out, and he was there, and he says that. And I said, oh, yeah, I am. How's it going or whatever? And he proceeded to tell me that he was 8 when he started listening to the show, that he played WoW with his dad back then, and that they still play today, and it made a huge impact on him. This is just a really nice little interaction.
Aww,
but also, cool. He was 8, and now he's old, right?
25 is not old, Scott.
No,
25
it's not old, is not but old. It's a lot of years went by. Holy schmear.
He's only reached the age where he thinks he knows everything, not where he actually does know everything, like 54.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But listen, all these people going back to playing WoW, make sure you go to dunwivern.com, dunwyvern.com, and check out the really cool game control keyboard, little one-handed keyboard deal. It's super cool. Coming out from a tadpooler.
That is cool. It's very cool. Go look at that right now while you're listening to this story.
While you're listening to the show.
Yep.
Get on their mailing list. You can find out more about it when it comes out and all that.
Learn more today.
That's right. I have no affiliation with them.
No. Nope.
Not at all.
None at all. Brian's completely independent in this situation.
Completely independent. I'm not the person who does their website.
No skin in the game. No skin in the game whatsoever.
Not at all.
Let's talk about this Waffle House story here. We got a Waffle House in the news. This is where a lot of things happen at the Waffle House.
Yes, so, things do happen at the Waffle House.
Waffle House is the Florida of chain restaurants in some way.
It really is. I mean, the Waffle Houses in Florida should just be called redundant.
Just redundant. Falafel House. Well, that's a different thing.
That's a whole different thing. Do we have falafel houses? Is there a restaurant called Falafel House?
And I doubt
if so,
it. There should
if
be.
Not, why not?
There should be. There's a place near us that does falafel and it's very good, but they are not called that.
Oh, there's one actually pretty 12 miles away from me, 32nd and Wadsworth, Falafel House and Grill.
You should go today.
I should go. That sounds great.
Yeah. Hop in that car and drive, man. Waffle House workers demand protection from violent customers. Quote, we are not MMA fighters, unquote, they say. Waffle House.
Well, then maybe you should close at a decent time.
Yeah, maybe you guys are open too much. Waffle House cook Gerald Green is aware of the reputation of his workplace. Dozens of online videos documenting late night brawls at the 24/7 diner chain gave the impression that its staffs are ready to fight unruly customers at a moment's notice. But Green, who works in Georgia, says he and his colleagues are tired of having to throw hands and flip pancakes at the same time. And they're calling on the company. They're calling on the company to take action. Quote, I know the joke is everybody's an MMA fighter, but not one actually is an MMA fighter, he says. I told this to The Independent. We don't want that stuff. Stop trying to be on your cousin's fight compilation video. We're just trying to get your food and send it your way.
So I don't know the joke that everyone's an MMA fighter, but no one actually is an MMA fighter. I've never heard that joke before.
I haven't heard it at all. I have seen videos of brawls breaking out, but it's usually customers breaking out, not breaking out
with each other, not breaking out with the staff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the fights are always out in the front area there, and I guess maybe they have to intervene. Mm-hmm. Says the apparent lack of concern from management about this steady drumbeat of workplace violence, plus other complaints, led staff at three locations in the South to launch a petition calling for change, which Green and his colleagues delivered to the Waffle House headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, I didn't know they were based there. It's news.
Makes sense.
I guess so.
In Georgia, not Atlanta.
Good job, Georgia, with your waffles and your house. Let's see. Petition contained
on every exit in Georgia, Waffle House.
Yeah, when I was in Mississippi, there were every 4 feet. It felt like they were We don't have. I shouldn't say we don't have any, but I don't think we have any here.
We have very few out here, and I remember the waffles being really good. So I went out there and did Dragon Con, stayed in an Airbnb outside of Atlanta, and rode in with McFall and Klotz and the gang, and we stopped at a Waffle House on the way in. It was like, yeah, this is damn good. These are damn good waffles.
Yeah, I mean,
place I'd want to go very often.
I liked them when I visited one or two in Mississippi, and they were fine.
Yeah, but they're fine.
Part of the problem is you're open 24 hours or some crazy thing, and weirdos are weird at night. You know?
And guess where they go? They're like moths. They go to where the light is, and if the Waffle House light is on, they're coming in.
Yeah. They're going to get waffles, and they're going to beat the shit out of each other. They got 13,000 signatures on this thing. This is all from workers claiming they face, quote, the constant threat of in-store violence and poverty wages. That's a whole other... That's almost burying the lead. They want to get paid more.
It doesn't make sense as to what the... What do they want?
They want less.
Like, it just says they launched a petition calling for change. Like, do they want bars between the patrons and the workers? Do they want? Because I mean, you're not going to change people on the outside from being violent and drunk at 2 a.m.
Well, at the very end of this, they call for 24-hour security at the location in particular.
Okay,
I think that's their thinking. So get a big buff dude with a gun, that'll take care of it.
Yeah, I think that'll probably help. Yeah.
I mean, you know, a buff dude with a gun. Sometimes
just a buff dude might be enough, too.
Yeah, you may not need the gun part. Yeah. And it doesn't call for guns, but like
it
security.
Feels like, exactly. I don't think you need to shoot someone who's hurling fried chicken and waffles at a minimum wage employee.
That sounds so good right now.
I did go get chicken yesterday. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings and got some nuggets, their boneless wings, I guess they call them.
Right. And boneless
hot
wings.
Barbecue flavor is back and it's really good.
Someone can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but boneless wings are just amalgamations of meat. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they're just nuggets. Yeah.
Right. And the nuggets
aren't... When you say amalgamations of meat, I mean,
well,
depending on where you get them, it's, you know, a chunk of a chicken breast cut into quarters or something.
Right. We assume or hope, anyway, that that's what most places do. We know some who don't, but most places that's usually it. But when they say
boneless
wings...
You're thinking like they put the chicken in a blender and pour it out into shapes like McDonald's does.
Yeah,
like
I don't think they're doing that there, as far as I know.
No.
But I will say that the term boneless wings annoys me because it does imply that somebody went in and removed bones from wings so that it would be less inconvenient.
Right, yes.
And I don't like that. Right. That's annoying. Just call them what they are, which is, I don't know, nugget's not right. Maybe it's fine. Maybe I shouldn't worry about such things.
Yeah, but no, I know what you're saying. Like, they need a different name. Like, I mean, it's when you're known as a wing place, you want to stay in that. You want to paint still from that palette. And so calling them boneless wings, even though they're not wings, and they're typically
probably white breast, meat, right? Like chicken breast.
I think Buffalo Wild Wings uses chicken breast to make those things.
That would make sense to me. Yeah.
By the way, did you know Chicken McNuggets? Because you know how they're pressed and shaped.
Yeah.
They have four different shapes specifically that have names.
Right. Oh, they have names. I'm sorry. They have names. I only knew about the shapes. No. Nope. Do you know the names?
The ball, the bone, the bell, and the boot.
Shut up. Why does it feel like you're talking about a version of Monopoly that comes with special characters or something?
That's right. Ooh, what do you want to be? I want to be the boot for this game. Yeah, the ball, the bell, the bone, and the boot.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them... Well, now that I think about it, there is a boot-shaped one.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a piece of art that talks about the four shapes. The bone one, I feel, is questionable, because that's just a slab. That's a Rosetta Stone. It should be called the stone, the boot, the bell, and the ball.
I'd never heard this before.
And bell is also a little bit of a stretch, too.
Yeah, I think they... I also think they should have more. I think four is not enough to create some differentiation in your pile, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean...
You should do 10 different shapes.
But what's to what end? I mean, are there? You think the 5% of people who still think that they come out of the chicken looking like that are going to be? Wait a minute! This one's shaped exactly like this other one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
that would have made a great half-asses question, Automaton.
We ruined it. That's a really good one. That would have been great. Well,
damn it!
Learn something today. Didn't know that was the case at all. Next time I get a boot, I'm taking a picture of it. And I don't even eat
those. Take a picture of the boot. The boot's the best of the shapes.
Occasionally when Van's over, Kim will get him nuggets. And this time I'm going to get real up in it. I'm going to check those out.
hold on. Claire Gack says, you're forgetting the ones that are sold on eBay that are different shapes. I mean, those are mutants. Like, those are mistakes, right? People sell those goofs. Ones on eBay?
Yeah, the ones that it's like, oh, that one looks like Jesus. That's because the bell one pooped out a weird one. That's why.
Right, right.
They're not, it's not like they, that's the point, is they're aberrations. They're outliers.
They're, exactly, they're malformed,
And people who pay real money for, I don't know, a Cheeto that looks like Batman.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
What is wrong with those people?
Yeah,
you
but
see
there's people who really love Batman. Like let's say somebody said, dude, I found a Cheeto that looks exactly like Scott Johnson. You'd be like, crap, how much do you want for it?
I'd say, hurry and eat it, so we never have to talk about this again.
So no one ever has to see it.
Yeah, eat it quick, before anyone finds out.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Jason G in our Discord sent this.
Jason G.
Shout out to him for the pulling up news. By the way, anybody can submit news if you want. We'll pull from many of them, not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah.
It's over on our Discord. We have a whole group of
great
TMS
place
news
on the Discord for submitting.
Yeah. Stories. We get all kinds of stories from you guys. Jason G sent this in and says he attempted to study fertilization in frogs by fitting the males with tiny pants or trousers.
Oh, well, look at this. I mean, no wonder Jason G sent this.
Yep, this was sperm science in the 1700s. It's a whole article and can be read at length. We're not going to I'm only going to excerpt this because it's huge and it's not like a quick story. But apparently I'll read this part of it. In the excerpt below, taken from Beautiful Experiments: An Illustrated History of Experimental Science, the University of Chicago Press made this thing this year, in fact. Philip Ball dives into the 17th and 18th century experiments that sought to figure out the answer to a fundamental question. What induces eggs to develop? worthy scientific cause. Makes sense. It's part of the circle of life. Let's go. From microscopic observations of spermatozoa to special little sperm-catching trousers for frogs, he reveals how we came to understand fertilization. So they basically
built the ones that get really excited and accidentally, give me 10 minutes
before they get there.
We'll try it again.
Before they get their little their frog pants off. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to find if there's a... Is there a photo of these little frogs? I mean, it was the 1700s. Nobody was taking photos, but let's see if they have like a... Anything. Like a drawing. Oh, they do.
Do they? They have a little illustration of the frog sperm pants?
I think so. Okay, concept was strikingly illustrated in 1694 by the Dutch microscopist, is what they called him, Nicholas Hatzkoever. Who drew a sperm with a fetal homunculus packed in the head of the thing. You guys got to see this.
That's the dumbest looking drawing ever. Oh, my God.
This is amazing. Because they didn't know, man. They just were like, well, I don't know. I mean, look, it's like a little dude in there.
It's like a little dude, like a little swimmer, like, oh, don't want you to see my privates.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, you got to start somewhere, and then you branch out and you learn, right? And I'm fine with this being the place you start, but good Lord.
Yeah.
That's really funny to me.
Somebody, I don't know. It feels like there still could have been a microscope available to this guy.
Well,
like,
he had one, because as you can see on the drawing below, they saw the basic shape. They just thought inside of there, probably based on how much...
That's what happens like once they approach the egg, little legs, arms, legs, and stuff sprout from that head.
Right.
And, looks like I'm going to be swimming towards that big egg right there.
I think maybe tadpoles fooled them as well, because those are weird how those happen, because they look like little sperms.
Tadpoles,
like the frog babies. They look like little sperms.
You called them tadpoles.
Oh, did I say pool? Oops.
Yeah.
That tells you something.
I wonder why on earth you could have said that.
Yeah, we're around these people too much. What's going on there?
Way too much.
Anyway, thanks for the frog pants article. I appreciate it. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he made little pants, and then these little mesh pants would capture the frog's sperm. Hilarious. So they could then study it. Yeah, it's pretty great. Amish Overlord, I think you might even be in the chat, sent this one. If he's not, usually is. Anyway, astronauts drop a tool bag into orbit that you can see with binoculars. This is real, by the way.
Was it Jake Paul? Was Jake Paul the tool bag?
He is the tool bag and currently orbiting over Australia.
Fred Durst. Oh, we dropped Fred Durst into orbit.
Well, you can see him put on your glasses. There's Fred Durst, son. Yeah. I'd love to be able to take a kid out and go, if you look just right in the northern sky, you'll see Fred Durst fly over there.
Exactly. Just following his little path.
And you can hear him going, it was one of those days. You can hear him rapping.
That's right. Did all for the nookie.
I did it all for the nookie. The nookie.
All right. Here's... That's so stupid. Here is Amish Overlord's article. Astronauts drop the tool bag into orbit. Somewhere hurtling more than 200 miles above Earth, the planet's surface, is one of Earth's newest satellites, a tool bag, a bag of tools. That is, it's possible you could actually spot it with a telescope or a good pair of binoculars. We know where to look and when to look. It's important. It's moving very quickly.
It's a big-ass tool bag if you're able to see it with binoculars from the surface of the Earth.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
just one you could carry, though. It's a satchel, like a...
Yeah, but how is that visible from the ground?
Well, 200 miles up isn't that far up. The hardest part would be the speed.
Okay, like, so you're saying that if somebody dropped a tool bag on the ground, you'd be able to see it from 200 miles away?
That's an interesting point.
I mean, obviously, you've got the curvature of the Earth, but let's say you're in a building and you could see, even from that, you can't really see, see 200 miles out from that distance. You'd be able to see a tool bag on the ground.
Let's say you had a perfectly flat black surface 200 miles away on the ground. No other environmental stuff in your way, no clouds, no obstruction of vision.
Yeah.
And you had a good pair of binoculars or at the very least a medium powered telescope. Then yeah, you could see it.
I question it. I don't question
you,
it. Sorry,
you couldn't see with your naked eye. I don't think.
No, not with the naked eye. But I mean, I'm even saying that, like, all right, you're in a super tall building, yeah. right? And you're looking out, let's say, 60 miles out to a neighborhood where you can make out houses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you're, even with a pair of binoculars, you're picking out a tool bag that's, you know, sitting on the front lawn of one of these houses.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot harder to see there than it would in the blackness of space, is what I'm saying. So if you had, like, if this object, well, they have a picture of it, you can see.
What, is it a lit? Is it a lit tool bag?
It's not lit, but it has, here, I'll pull it up. It's, there it is. Chat, you guys can see it too.
Here's I can see this, this article.
So that little, that thing right there is a bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously they're looking at it, they're looking at it from up where they, or no, this might be from the ground. Let's see.
No, I don't think that's from the ground.
Too bad floating wind.
I think you're looking down at clouds over the water in that thing.
Yeah, I think so too. That's not the sky.
Yeah.
There's no, see, no official word whether the tool bag contained. Was spotted flying over Mount Fuji last week by a Japanese astronaut. But again, he's in space.
He's in space. A lot closer to him.
planet for months till meteors. Yeah, they don't really say. It is pretty far. Yeah.
It's pretty far. I mean, it's it seems, I don't know. It seems, this is a good Bobby question. Like, would you be able to see with a good pair of binoculars? And that's what they're saying in the headline, right? Is that, yeah, you can see with binoculars.
Yeah, they call it good pair of binoculars. I don't know what that means. I mean, that could mean, yeah. What is that, $4,000
pair? A good pair of binoculars that are basically two telescopes tethered together.
Two of those giant observatory buildings pushed together, exactly. Like a pair of eyes looking into the sky. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be curious. But I love that they just threw a bag out there and said, here you go. Here's a tool bag.
Yeah.
Let's let that fly around space. I mean, you can see, I don't think you can do it with binoculars, but you can see satellites all the time, right? So.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they could have stopped a telescope. Just said telescope.
Maybe they should have stopped a telescope. Yeah,
because binoculars. Yeah, I'm kind of on your side there. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, what's a city that's 200 miles away from Salt Lake City, and what's the tallest building in Salt Lake City? And if you were in that building, looking out towards Hurricane or something,
right?
With a pair of binoculars, do you think you'd be able to make out a tool bag?
I'm not
even
sure.
If,
I'm
even
not
if
sure.
Light was shining on it.
I'm not even sure I could do it for 2 miles away.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, partly because you'd have to assume a lot, like no obstruction of vision of any kind, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Which you couldn't do on Earth very well. But let's just assume you could. I still think it'd be hard to spot. So, yeah, I don't know how they're doing it with binoculars. Yeah. Take out your telescope.
You shut up, Claire.
What did Claire say?
Claire says, this is silly. Stop this.
This sketch is too silly.
Oh, yeah. Is she still looking at the sperm sketch?
Oh, is that what's going on? Oh, I don't know.
Or is she calling what we're doing a sketch?
I don't know. I've already given it too much time. I know that
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, thanks, Amish Overlord, for that. Here's a final story talking about food again here. A bear stole Taco Bell delivery from a Florida family's porch and then came back again for the soda. Oh, that's a shame. Aww. Fast food loving bear stole $45 worth of Taco Bell. And you might say that seems like a lot.
Bear said, can I have a sip of your drink to wash down this tasty burger?
Yeah.
This tasty burrito.
This very tasty burrito I just ate. Oh, there's the bear. Yep. That looks like a nice house too. Huh. Anyway, bear wandered up, took the food, got the F out of there, took the whole bag with him. Yep. Mm-hmm. There he goes. Wandered off. And then later, oh, look at these people are like checking out. Where's our food? Honey, our food isn't here. They're standing out here. And then later.
So they didn't see the, they didn't look out at the Ring doorbell and say, oh, the.
I don't know. They must not have heard anything, right?
Yeah. They've got a car. They should just go and drive and get Taco Bell. Come on.
Agreed.
Do you like cold tacos where the meat has permeated the bottom of the shell so bad it's now a hinged floppy book of a lettuce book?
Yeah, lettuce book. That's perfect. It's a lettuce book at that point.
It's a
You're
lettuce
not wrong.
Book at that. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, don't. I kind of agree. Plus 45, you probably have spent 30 if you just went there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, We're yeah.
Spending too much
yeah,
on this
45
stuff.
45 bucks at Taco Bell. My gosh.
It must have been some kind of family thing, like a bunch of stuff, but still.
Yeah.
It's a lot. All right, that does it for today's news. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Travis will be here. He's going to throw a little quiz at us at fast hyper speed.
Ooh.
Yep, it'll be fun. So stick around for that. In the meantime, Brian brought a song. What are you playing?
Yeah, Jason Ralph wrote in.
Ralph? All right.
I can't tell. Little tiny L, little tiny lowercase I. I can't tell the difference on the screen. Rife. Jason Rife. Mm. Or Rafe, maybe. Hello, shoegaze and big band. I'm really excited to introduce you to Dear Misty, a band of some of my best friends who are all huge music nerds. I produced and recorded their record, and this is their debut single. Halloween is a song about finding relief from childhood trauma. It's about searching for safe places, solidarity amidst adversity. If you like the song, please check them out at dearmisty.bandcamp.com. The album is going to be released in early 2024. Enjoy, Jason from Bethlehem, PA.
Nice.
And of course, being the producer, he's got permission. No problem there. Here is the song. It's Halloween by Dear Misty.
October 94, finally home from school. Dreamlike as epic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wake up! If you don't graduate, we're through.
I'm bushed.
Here, revive with Vivrin.
Vivrin?
He's not your daddy. I'm your daddy now.
Do tell me again about that song we just heard.
Sure. That's a song called Dear Misty by a band called, it's a song called Halloween by a band called Dear Misty. Brand new album comes out early 2024. Look for it. In the meantime, enjoy that track.
Nice. All right. Let's get Travis up in it.
Yeah.
Let's get him all up in it. All right.
All up in it.
All parts of it. Showing and exposed.
This is Travis, and you'll do well to listen carefully to what he has to say.
I agree. And TV's Travis joining us as he does about once a month for a little quizzery. And we're glad to have him back. Hi, Travis. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, man.
We're good.
How's that beard? You got soup in the beard, or what's going on there?
Nope. The beard stays clean. I have been able to cultivate a habit of I can eat chicken wings and not get my beard dirty.
Oh my gosh, so, that's amazing. Can you describe that? Do you pull it back? What do you do? Because I get it. And I only have this little scruff, so, and I still get food in my freaking beard.
It started like the chicken wing thing actually started before the beard was big. Mm-hmm. I would get chicken wings about once a week with some friends of mine, and I figured out a way to hold them one handed and be able to eat. That way, I could still pick up my glass of beer and drink it without buffalo sauce all over it.
Right.
I developed that technique because of the trivia games that were going on in the bars where I was eating
that's
wings.
That's another good way to do it. Wow. The thing that still gives me trouble sometimes, though, is pancakes or waffles. Mm. The syrup, I got to be real careful. Careful with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, plus you should be careful with waffles in general. They're going to make
I mean, that's true.
Just be careful in a Waffle House, really.
Yeah. Yes. You don't want to get shot.
Based on what we've heard today.
Yeah. We've learned some things.
If we've learned nothing else.
Let's dive right in. This is always a good fun time. What have you brought for us today?
Yeah, so we're going to play another round of Name That Thing. I'm going to pit the two of you against each other. You're going to bet on how many clues you need to guess this little bit of trivia. We're going to start off today with Brian.
Okay.
We'll be the first one to bet. And our first round is going to be a movie title. So I'm looking for the title of the film. We're going to go by cast members in that film.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to start the bidding at six.
Six. Ooh, look at that. So you're giving us a number to start with. That's good. Okay. I'll go four.
Four? All right.
Yeah.
Four. Scott, do you think you can do it in fewer than four?
I will attempt to do it in three.
Three. All right. Oh, Brian, you can try for two, or you can make Scott guess for three.
Or I can make Scott guess it. Oh, man. Three's a good number. Two's way tougher. I will, heck with it. No guts and no glory. I'll say two.
All right.
I may regret this.
Brian.
I probably will. Yeah.
What movie had the following two people in it? Sean Connery and Lauren Bacall.
Crap. Sean Connery and Lauren Bacall. Bacall, that's the tough one right there.
I ratcheted up the difficulty this month.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to say Medicine Man.
Medicine Man, that is incorrect.
Mm. That would have been, what's her name from the mob movies?
Bracco.
Lorraine Bracco.
Bracco, Bacall, same. What's the difference?
All right, Scott, I'm going to give you a chance to steal for your guess of three. I will give you one more name.
Okay.
If you get it, you will get the points.
All right, give me one more name.
Anthony Perkins.
Mm. Anthony Perkins.
Interesting.
So Sean Connery, Lauren Bacall, and Anthony Perkins.
It's the, oh gosh, dang it. It's like the Perot stuff, the new stuff, but it's Agatha Christie movie.
Mm.
Shit.
You need a title.
I saw this forever ago. Okay. I think it's the one on the train. I don't know the name. It's probably. Hold on.
I have seen it in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. I can't. I'm not.
So have I.
Am I close?
I'm not gonna say.
You might be. You might not be.
I don't remember the name. All right, I'll just say it. Murder Train. I don't know. It's a train and there's a killing and it's like, oh, mystery. I don't remember the name.
God, he should get half a point for that.
What is it?
I mean, it's Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, shit! Dang it.
Well done, because God, could not have told you anyone that was in the original version. That's the version with the little, short, dark-haired guy playing Poirot, right?
Yes, the little
Albert Finney.
That's right.
Okay, yeah,
not the TV guy. The TV Poirot is a different dude, but
that's who I'm. You know what? That's who I was visualizing was the TV guy. Okay,
yeah, he's hard. He's so that role that he's all I ever think of.
Yeah,
is that guy.
Yeah. Oh, this is a very good one. That's tough.
Yeah,
he popped up in when I saw Wing Commander a few months ago, and I saw was Poirot.
He's the second in command or something on a Wing Commander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you would have given me four. I would have been able to get that one. I told you if you gave me the cast members of the new one, no problem.
Right.
But,
Frickin' hard.
All right. Well, Scott, you get to start the bidding on this next one. We're going for an actor.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you titles that he has been in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
could be movies, could be TV shows, or is it all movies?
This is all movies.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're going to start the bidding at six.
Six.
So, Scott, you can go up to six or lower if you want.
I'll do it in four.
Four? Okay. All right. Brian,
I will take
you think
three.
You can do it once? Three. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will no guts, no glory it as well and say I'll do it in two.
Nice. All okay. right.
Scott, your two film titles are Fortress, Beowulf.
Oh. It's not Beowulf.
Joe Johnston.
No, he's a director.
Wow.
Sean. What was that trick the other day? I have to think of something else, and then it'll come to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Relax, you start thinking of something else.
He's that guy. He's a mobster in a lot of things. I really like him. Shit.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
That's not him, is it?
Well, that was a little bit of a hint. Come on now.
All right.
No, I can source out where he's going.
Yeah,
I can see how he's figuring this one out.
Fortress, though.
Fortress.
Oh, maybe I've forgotten that. Fortress. Okay. This is a kind of a guess.
Shit.
I'm going to totally blow this. Fortress. I'm going to say Guy. What's the guy's name? Not Guy Ritchie.
Guy Smiley.
Guy Memento. Guy. Mm. Fieri. Guy.
There's only one guy left.
I'm all out of guys.
Guy something. Guy.
It's not guy. It's not guy slash.
Guy.
And it's not guy, guy bludgeon.
It's not guy BJ.
Guy, wait, guy. What the F is wrong with me? Guy. Oh, Guy Pierce.
All right. Guy Pierce. That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Dang. After all that, I was really hoping I was going to be right.
Brian, here is your third title. You can steal this one.
All right.
The third title is Adrenaline.
Oh, jeez, Louise. That helps me. You know, of the three of the movies you've listed, I saw Beowulf, and the only thing I remember about it was Angelina Jolie, so I'm going to guess Angelina Jolie.
That is also incorrect.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I'm gonna give you one more title and see if either one of you get it from this.
Okay. All right.
Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan.
Oh, Lord shit! It's a freak. It's your guy. It's your Highlander guy.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Plumber.
Lord of Lightning. Oh my gosh.
Christopher Lambert.
Lambert.
Or Lambert. Christophe Lambert, depending on where you are.
I don't even know Fortress. What is that? When is that, a newer movie? Older movie?
Early, I think 93 action movie that he did. He did a bunch of, like, Adrenaline was another one of those, and like mid-90s he did a bunch of single titles.
Two movies we should have watched for film.
I was sure we did Fortress. I can't believe we haven't done that.
And Beowulf is one he did in 99, I think.
Isn't that? So it's not the one with.
It's not the one with Ray Winstone, which is where
that's
Scott
where
was
I was supposed to. That's the guy.
Okay. Yeah, he did a version of Beowulf that is not quite as good as that one.
That's the one.
A lot
that's
of people
the one
don't like the CG ones.
Yeah, the CG
got
one.
Rona Mitra.
The CG one is from.
Tomb Raider Rona Mitra.
What's his name? Produced it or made it?
Zemeckis.
Zemeckis. Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It had a lot of problems. So it had the same problems that his Christmas movie had. A lot of you know, weird, starry CGI characters. It was weird.
Yeah, it got a little uncanny valley. The tech just wasn't quite there yet.
Yeah.
All right, so we're 0-2. Round three.
This feels like a half-asses.
Round three is going to be, I enjoyed the song we did last time, the hurdle thing that we did. So we're bringing that back.
Oh, cool. All right, good.
So we're going to do a song. Brian, we're going to start with you for the bidding. Now, I have this in 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, and 12 second snippets.
Okay.
So we'll start at 12 and work backwards from there.
All right. I will... So you said 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 12. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I will say 5 seconds.
5 seconds. All right. Ooh. Scott, do you think you can get it in 1, 2, or 3 seconds?
I can't do it in 4.
Nope.
I don't have a
1, 2, 3, 5, 8, and 12. So you get your choice of 1, 2, or 3 seconds.
I'm going to say name that.
Or make Brian get it.
Yeah, make Brian get it. Let's see him do it.
Okay.
All right.
Brian, here's your 5 seconds of this song.
Boy, are you in your wheelhouse, aren't you? There's no time for us. That is Who Wants to Live Forever by a little-known band called Queen.
Bingo, you nailed it.
Brian, finally somebody won. Congratulations. Well done. That was great. I don't know if I would have gotten
that, because I was hoping Scott would say 3 and I was going to go 2. I don't know if I would have gotten that in 2.
I don't think I could have gotten it in 4.
You don't think about that little synthesizer part right at the beginning until it starts to go all the way through.
It's very, the way it starts is different than the rest of the song. Like, it's nothing like the rest of the music.
It totally is, yeah.
In fact, I remember that used to bug me a little bit. I used to be annoyed by it because it felt like a different song. Well, congratulations, Brian. You win nothing other than the accolades of of us. Right?
I'm going to give myself a prize from my own desk. Oh, I win a...
what do you get? What do you give yourself?
A 3D printed toothpick holder. Look at that.
That's lovely. It's purple. It's like the toothpick holder formerly known as Prince. I love it.
That's right, exactly.
My toothpick holder is my ear, and then it falls into food, and Kim gets mad.
I wouldn't even, put it behind your ear and then put it in your mouth.
I know. I'm weird that way. Mm. I have a thing with these things. Travis, always a blast. Tell people about your show so they can go check it out and hear it.
Yeah, so I have a show called Wait, You Haven't Seen, where we talk about a movie that somebody hasn't seen before. This week, the episode that will come out tomorrow, I found somebody who hadn't seen Avengers Endgame somehow.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, had they seen Infinity War?
A couple of months ago, they finally watched Infinity War. So we had a really – his name's Darren. He's from a podcast called The Nostalgia Cast. And we had an amazing conversation talking about – kind of pop culture, Marvel, the MCU, sort of movies at large, like movies versus cinema. And it got really interesting because he started out watching all of the movies that Marvel was putting out. And somewhere along the line, he was like, all right, I have to step off the
little
the
fatigue.
Ride.
Like, yeah, sure.
He got to a point where it was just he was seeing the same thing. And he's like, I'll step away. And I've got other things I can watch. But he came back, and he really enjoyed Endgame. So it was kind of fun to talk to him about it. It was a great conversation. So that'll be the episode coming out tomorrow.
Very cool. And then, I just can't believe he's waited this long. Like, to the end of Infinity War makes you really want to see Endgame right away. So he's a better man than I.
Yeah,
same.
Plus,
and
we did
if you
want to
hear me
row.
Whine and – or not wine, but really take down a movie. The next episode of Gore, I won't say what movie it is, but I had thoughts about the movie that we watched on Gore.
Okay.
And I don't hold those back.
Okay. Was it a horror movie that you saw?
It was a horror movie.
Okay. All right. Well, Dunaway improves. That's fantastic. Thanks for hanging with us. We look forward to doing this again, and perhaps I'll perform better next time. Bye now.
Perhaps.
Hey, you did, you know, score notwithstanding, you did better than I because you at least had, you knew the Murder on the Orient Express from the three actors. And
It really jumped out at me, but the name just could not come. And why? It's the most common of it's the one everyone thinks of.
Exactly. Nobody thinks of Jewel or Murder on the Nile. No, what is it? Something on the Nile?
Jewel... What's that called?
It's not Jewel of the Nile, because that's stuck in my damn head. I'm going to think of A Haunting in Venice and then say Shit on the Nile.
What the heck
was it?
Someone in the chat will know. Death on the Nile? Is that it?
Death on the Nile. Jeez, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this still doesn't sound right, but I guess they're right.
Hit the Nile on the head.
All right, that is going to do it for today's show. And another reminder today at noon, if you want to watch it live or you can get it on the podcast after, it's up to you. But the Word on the Street podcast with me and Greg Street, our first monthly edition, will happen today. And it'll be great because it's going to dig deep into why is he starting a studio at all? Why didn't he stay at Blizzard? Why didn't he hang out at Riot? Why didn't he just, you know, become Greg Street hopping developer to developer? Why on his own now? Well, you'll find out, and a whole bunch of stuff about that game. As they have currently got it planned today at noon. So check it out if you're interested. And it'll, of course, be up everywhere after VODs and all that stuff, too.
Wait a minute. Christopher Lambert, Sean Connery, and the song Who Wants to Live Forever. There was a theme today.
Oh, my gosh.
Two people and a song that have never been in my kitchen.
Zardoz. Oh, wait, wrong thing.
Exactly. All right, please continue.
Patreon.com/TMS is where you can go and support our show. We need it. It's halfway through the month. It's time. It's now. If it's not now, then when? If not us, then who? So get in there. Patreon.com/TMS and support us. Quick note about future shows. Next Tuesday, I have a dental appointment smack dab in the middle of TMS and will not be here. Thursday, there's no show either because
it's Thanksgiving.
It's American Thanksgiving. That's right. We take that one off. So there's that, but we will do a end of month play date, which we'll do on Friday, and we'll also
Black
have shows
Friday play date. So put away your shopping bags from Old Navy and Walmart and come play some games.
That's right. And Monday and Wednesday normal shows. So just know that going into it. Tomorrow should be normal with Wendy, or no? Tomorrow's Wednesday, and then Thursday with Wendy.
Won't be normal with Wendy.
No, it will not be. It wouldn't be normal at all if she was here tomorrow.
That's right.
That'll do it. Brian, play a song, because we have to. That's the rule.
Okay. Another request. Another one going out to Icor, who says,
Kevin.
Hey, stocks and bonds. I'm putting glasses back on for this. Maybe I could just increase the font size in my on my screen. Maybe I could do that. Okay. Hey, Stocks and Bonds, November 14th is my birthday. Getting older isn't as fun as it used to be, but I'm glad to have friends like you both and the Tadpool in my life. Could you play Marillion's Kaylee by the other cover master from the Denver area, Mike Massey? Mike Massey? I always thought he was from Salt Lake City, honestly. That's surprising to find out he's from Denver. Yeah, I thought he was from your neck of the woods.
Weird.
The original is one of my favorites, and Mike's cover is especially good. It would also be interesting to hear the very last sound on Scott's soundboard. Make him scroll to the end. Above the low blow, Kevin.
All right, two things.
Let's party!
And then the last file I have, by date, right? That's best I can do is by date.
That's all you can do, yep.
Oh gosh, this might be harder to do than I thought, but I'll try. Let's see. Okay, that's not it. How about... Okay, here we go. Let's try... Okay, best I can tell it's this, but this might not be accurate.
Okay.
But let's give it a shot here. Oh, that's a long one, though. Let's do a short one. Okay, shortest, okay. Oldest one I have.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay, hey. There you go. Now, I'm 100% sure I have something older, but I don't folder them the same, so they're kind of hard to find the way he needs it. But I'm happy to do that for you, Kevin. Happy freaking birthday. You're a good dude.
By the way, as of 2012, Mike Massey lived in Salt Lake City and then moved to Denver right after that.
Well, then we share him as a cultural icon.
Exactly. He's... I got custody of him now, and you lost custody.
Oh, man.
Back in 2012. Sorry.
Let's go to court. We'll get it worked out.
So here it is, originally by Marillion. It is, whoops, I lost the page. I lost the page that had it. It is Kaylee, originally by Marillion from the Covers Volume 3 album from 2019, which you recorded in Denver. Here's Mike Massey.
Escapes from moonwashed college halls. Do you remember the cherry blossom in the market square? Do you remember? I thought it was confetti in our hair. By the way, didn't I break your heart? Please excuse me, I never meant to break your heart. So sorry, I never meant to break your heart. But you broke mine. Is it too late to say I'm sorry? And Kaylee, could we get it together again? I just can't go on pretending that it came to a natural end. Kaylee, oh, I never thought I'd miss you. And Kaylee, I thought that we'd always be friends. We said our love would last forever, so how? And on the floor in Belsize Park. Do you remember dancing in stilettos in the snow? Do you remember you never understood I had to go? By the way, didn't I break your heart? Please excuse me, I never meant to break your heart. So sorry, I never meant to break your heart. but you broke my Kaylee. I just wanna say I'm sorry, but Kaylee, I'm too scared to pick up the phone to hear you found another lover to patch up our broken home. Kaylee, I'm still trying to write that love song. Kaylee, it's more important to me now you're gone. Maybe it will prove that we were right, or it'll prove that I was wrong.
Get more at frogpants.com.
I'm an equal opportunity ass kicker.
I have a theory about the carbonated meat. So I live in East LA area, and I'm not Hispanic, but I've been to a lot of backyard barbecues and family gatherings and stuff, and it is very common for the carne asada to be marinated in Coca-Cola, especially Mexican Coke made with, like, real cane sugar, and it's delicious. And I can absolutely imagine Scott eating carne asada that was marinated in Coca-Cola and thinking, wow, this is carbonated meat. Love the show, though. Bye.
This is Navarine, and I don't want to go on too long about this because I know you guys want to keep it short, but I have a book of weird facts. Banker Spanker, November 16th, 1979. In 1978, a Pittsburgh-area bank manager named David Rhodes was caught spanking customers who were tardy with their loan payments. His victims ultimately blackmailed him for $88,268 by threatening to report his behavior to authorities. When auditors caught Rhodes stealing funds to cover his tracks, the 38-year-old daughter, the 38-year-old banker admitted that he'd been paddling the buttocks of delinquent customers in his office for years. On November 16, 1979, Rhodes was sentenced to 3 years in a Pennsylvania prison for misappropriating bank funds. One newspaper ran the all-time great headline, Ex-Banker Spanker Winds Up in Tanker. Thank you.
Okay.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.